Alright, so Om Gana Tumarandasya
Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur Unmeditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
So before coming here, I was actually thinking of what am I going to speak about today in front of all these exalted Vaishnavas. And basically, I don't have too many realizations, but... So I thought I would talk about something called unity and diversity. And we're all aware of the history of what happened with Prabhupada's Spiritual Masters organization. They fell apart. And basically, there were some court cases, maybe even some of the court cases are still going on today. I know they were still going on when Prabhupada was present. So Prabhupada said that we should form a GBC, and of course Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also said that we should form a GBC, but Prabhupada gave very specific instructions to the GBC, not simply you manage, but he said you should meet once a year in Mayapur and discuss something called unity and diversity. That's a very interesting statement, unity and diversity. And then Prabhupada spoke quite a bit about this unity and diversity. And even this morning I was listening to a class, every morning I listen to one of Prabhupada's classes, where Prabhupada talked about unity and diversity in a different way than I've heard him talk about before. He was mentioning the disciplic succession, talking about the principle of disciplic succession. And then he was mentioning the four sampradayas. You know, the Rudra Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Kumara Sampradaya, and of course, Brahma Sampradaya, which we're all members of. And then Prabhupada said, they're all going for the same point, basically. There's a unity there. You know, and their presentation may be different. And then Prabhupada gave another example, which in the modern context I found a little humorous. Prabhupada said, just like in your country, referring to America, you have a Republican Party, and Prabhupada said, what is that other party? And the devotee said, Democrat Party. Prabhupada said, they're all going for the same purpose. And I was thinking, things have certainly changed. I wish they were going for the same purpose. So Prabhupada used this phrase, unity and diversity, in diverse ways. And I sort of made a list of the ways he used this phrase. First of all, he was talking about the personal realization or impersonal realization. You know, we understand, probably use the example of the sun, the sunshine, and the residents on the sun globe. You know, one and different simultaneously. Of course, we're all familiar with the Chinchaveda Veda Tattva, which sort of pervades our philosophy and even the recommendation Prabhupada made to the GBC. Then Prabhupada talked about diverse, going through Prabhupada's Vedabase, Prabhupada talked about diverse manifestations of the spiritual realm, how they're all one and different simultaneously. Then Prabhupada, in another case, Prabhupada talked about how everything is Krishna's energy, and so in one sense, everything is Krishna, and also different from Krishna simultaneously. Prabhupada talked about, he said, when we're sitting on a seat, we should think I'm sitting on Krishna. Of course, we understand the difference. We don't sit on the deity, obviously. Then Prabhupada talked about, or in a different place, Prabhupada talked about how devotees from different backgrounds came to Krishna consciousness, and Prabhupada called it the United Nations of the spiritual world. And another place Prabhupada talked about how he had devotees of different races, and Prabhupada said this is very beautiful, just like if you have a flower garland. If you just have one flower, some of you just have marigold flowers, that's not so interesting. But when you have many different colored flowers, it becomes quite interesting. And Prabhupada said this is our movement, many different colored flowers. And another case was varieties of food. Prabhupada said food is meant to give you nutrition and there's different varieties. And then ultimately, Prabhupada talked about how in our movement, there's different viewpoints and strategies for presenting Krishna consciousness. And there's one interesting quote about this. This is from Prabhupada. In the material world, there are varieties, but there is no agreement. In the spiritual world, there are varieties, but there is agreement. That is the difference. The materialist, without being able to adjust the varieties and disagreements, makes everything zero. They cannot come into agreement with varieties, but if we keep Krishna in the center, then there will be agreement in varieties. This is called unity in diversity. I am therefore suggesting, and here's the quote I mentioned, that all our men meet in Mayapur every year during the birth anniversary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With all GBC and senior men present, we should discuss how to make unity in diversity. I don't know if that's actually happened yet. Very important instruction of Prabhupada's. But if we fight on account of diversity, then it is simply the material platform. Please try to maintain the philosophy of unity and diversity. That will make our movement successful. One section of men has already gone out. Therefore, we must be very careful to maintain unity and diversity. And remember the story in Aesop's Fables of the father of many children with a bundle of sticks. When the father asked his children to break the bundle of sticks wrapped in a bag, none of them could do it. But when they removed the sticks from the bag and tried one by one, the sticks were easily broken. So this is the strength in unity. But if we are bunched up, we can never be broken. But when divided, then we can become broken very, very easily. And this is from a letter to Kirtananda, 18th of October, 1973. So there's a real challenge there. Because if we try to have too much diversity, then we lose the principles of Krishna consciousness. Like if we say, you know, you don't have to chant Hare Krishna. You can chant, something else, Om, instead of Hare Krishna. Or if we have too much imposition of unity, then we lose our natural enthusiasm, initiative, and everything like that, and the movement pretty much grinds to a halt. So, this is our challenge. Not only the GBC's challenge, but it's, I guess, everyone's challenge. To respect each other. Not only respect each other, but as Prabhupada says, and I'm going to give you another quote here, in the Upadeshamrita, the life of the Krishna conscious society is nourished by six types of loving exchange amongst members. So not only respect each other, but to love each other and to appreciate everyone's dedication to pleasing Srila Prabhupada, utilizing their own propensities or, let us say, viewpoints in Krishna consciousness, still following the rules and regulations and basic principles given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, we will end up like many other religious groups. We will break up into, let's say, what is that, conservatives, orthodox, chassidim, reform. I remember one interesting story that my mother, she's from the Jewish religion. She's reformed Jew. So she went to Israel one time, and she visited a very conservative area of Israel. You know, everyone's Jewish there. Or maybe not. And because she didn't dress the way they dressed, what did? They started to throw stones at her. I mean, she wasn't dressed unchastely, but even by our standards. So sometimes we find that, even amongst ourselves, that, of course, not so much the dress, but if someone has a different approach for presenting Krishna consciousness, then we want to throw the proverbial stones on the internet. That's our method of throwing stones. So to please Prabhupada, I am begging the devotees, you know, begging myself, begging the GBC, to please try to understand the inherent sincerity of each and every devotee in pleasing Prabhupada. and love them for it. You don't have to agree with them, but at least love them for that dedication to Prabhupada, because this is the United Nations of the spiritual world, according to Srila Prabhupada. So, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.